And this lady, where he cut that nerve, you know, because of that circulation, told him never to get to have that foot to cut or anything. It wouldn't heal up. The circulation would not heal up.
Oh.
So he cut his toe when they trimmed his nails and just picked it a little bit. And it got sore and he couldn't heal it up. And that's when he had to go to Nail Brothers. Oh. They told him.
My goodness.
That was the cause of it. And he would lose his feet if he didn't quit smoking. So he hadn't smoked, he didn't catch it no more.
That's pretty severe. I don't blame him.
Well, he did. You know, he weighs about 235 pounds. He's 6 foot, 22 inches tall. He's a husky guy.
Uh-huh.
But,
that's nice.
Well, he's just too big. He ought not be quite that fat. He got to weigh, I think, 246 or something like that. But he got himself down to about 230. I'm at least one of my boys that you saw the picture of weighs about 190, and the one there out here on the farm weighs 196. They don't look it, just look at them. They don't look that heavy.
Solid.
Just pretty solid.
If you didn't do something and somebody said, did you do that? You'd say, or someone said, who did that? You'd say,
I'd say, not me.
And if you want to find out if someone's going someplace, what are you asking?
I say, you going so-and-so?
If your wife goes down and buys a new dress and it's particularly pretty, and she comes in and shows it to you, and you say, my, what a...
Gosh, that looks nice.
And if you want to compliment her on the dress particularly, my, what a fine dress.
My, what a beautiful dress.
Huh? And you say, your old dress was pretty, but this dress is just...
Much prettier.
And what do you call it when your wife puts on her best clothes? She does what?
Oh, sometimes I say, you look mighty sharp.
Well, do you say she, what does she do? You say she's going to get...
You know, dolled up.
And in her hand, she might have something that she's got her her money in, and her comb, and her compact, and everything else she owns.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Handbag.
Yeah. On her wrist, she might wear a...
Wristwatch.
Or maybe a wristwatch on this wrist, and something on this wrist, too.
Well, sometimes.
What would this be?
I wouldn't know what you call that.
Oh, it might have little stones in it, little jewels, maybe. Or it might be just a little gold band. Bracelet?
Bracelet, yeah.
And around her neck, she might have
necklace.
And if it's going to rain, she maybe carry a...
A parasol or umbrella. Have two different names for it.
If she had the good clothes on and she went out to cook, she'd probably put something...
Put an apron on.
Huh?
Do that yourself quite often.
I do too. I like an old grease on my clothes.
I tell you, it might be funny, but for the last 10 years, I've cooked breakfast every morning.
I like to cook.
I do.
My wife won't let me. She says I make a mess in the kitchen.
Well, my wife, strangely enough, used to, when I got up and started in the barn to take care of the chores in the morning before breakfast, I never had to call her. She always got out. I'd make a fire on the stove. She got up and had breakfast ready, and lots of times called me before I was quite through. But now I get up and get breakfast and call her. It's just, I don't do anything anymore.
I bet she likes it too, doesn't
she? Well, she does. She seems to enjoy it.
Just has a little
vacation. But still, even if she don't feel like it, why, she doesn't want to fix dinner, lunch, or whatever we call it.
Now, what do you call that part of the dress down at the bottom where the cloth is...
Skirt.
Well, it's gathered up and tucked underneath and then sewn.
I don't know.
Hem?
Hem stitched. Uh-huh. Or hem. Oh, you mean where they make a hem on the lower part?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hem.
Uh-huh. If you lose a button and you don't have time to sew it on, how can you seal the opening? Use a what?
Pin.
Uh-huh. And let's see, if you're going to get it all dressed up, you put on... Just before you put on your hat,